And now for a tiny desert concert. That's when we bring local bands into the KJZZ studios to play a couple of songs for us and talk a bit about the music. Today we hear from Kais Issar. Kais is one of eight acts from Arizona playing in this year's South by Southwest Festival in Austin. He plays a unique fusion of Eastern and Western music using an Afghan stringed instrument called the rabab. Steve Goldstein talked with Kais about his instrument and distinct style.
The rabab is origins from Central Asia. It's considered to be the national instrument of Afghanistan. That's where I'm from. The instrument itself has been dated as far back as, I'd say, 2,500 to 3,000 years old. And it's a lute instrument made from primarily three pieces of wood. The skin is made from a goat string. And we traditionally are supposed to play on strings made from intestine, gut. So I opt for nylon because I figure that's easier to find. And I don't know, I figure intestine would start to smell like beef jerky after a while if you play it for a while. So
so fusion in the past, for some, when they think about jazz fusion, could sound like, yeah, kind of a pejorative, not a great word. In your case, when you're fusing, what are you fusing? What do you want the final product to be?
Yeah, see, I hate the word fusion too. It's such like a, I don't know, but it's, I mean, for lack of a better term, an amalgamation, right? So, you know, you kind of forget that, you know, you have, you're mixing two different traditions. It's just presented as one new, you know, at this time, genreless, but, you know, nevertheless, a new type of sound.
So, Kais, the reason you're here is to play a song for us. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play the single from my first LP entitled Transmutation. Thank you.
you feel a kind of pressure when you're melding these sorts of sounds together, especially one that has a very old tradition, and then one could argue that it sounds in some ways the style that people could be more used to in a current sense? I mean, you're really trying to put together two different sounds, and yet it seems to come out comfortably with you and what your band members do.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to do is preserve this instrument. So provide a vehicle for it to come into the 21st century. Because especially from a lot of these older oral traditions, a lot of stuff kind of becomes lost over the generations. And so such a beautiful instrument with such a beautiful timbre and sound should be enjoyed by a whole other generation. And I'm hoping that by mixing it with other types of music and by presenting it in a different way, that this music not only survives, not only the instrument, but hopefully a renewed interest in the East as far as looking at it as a place of art, as a place of music and culture.
So, Cass, let's talk going cross-cultural here. When we think about Eastern and Western, and what goes into that, and how do you feel about that as someone who is approaching it from the standpoint of a musician? Do you like the heft of that idea of bringing these different cultures together?
I think it's the responsibility of anyone that commands such an audience to be able to do something with it. And my goals, aside from, you know, what I want to do musically, I also have my own, like, sociopolitical agenda, and that's showing people that really aren't used to seeing the more positive aspects of just my culture, right? So just, you know, let's focus on Afghanistan. Over the past 40 to 50 years, there's been just, you know, turmoil and war. I would love it in 5 years when someone says the word Afghanistan, not to immediately associate it with, like, Taliban or immediately associate it with terrorism. I would love if it was like someone said Afghanistan, like, oh, the place with awesome music or awesome food or awesome people. And all of that is true.
And Kais, why don't you take us out on a song?
Not a problem. I will play a little bit more of a traditional piece. It's a rag, rag Shirvanjani, and I'm just going to do a brief improv.
That was Steve Goldstein speaking with local musician Kais Issar, who will be playing at South by Southwest in Austin this week. You can follow KJZZ's coverage of South by Southwest by visiting kjzz.org/sxsw. You can see video of this and other Tiny Desert concerts by visiting kjzz.org/tinydesertconcert. And if you're in a band or know of one you'd like to hear play a Tiny Desert concert, send us a note, the show at kjzz.org.